The Guardian.
Hillary Clinton said in her victory speech, full speed to the White House, but does her optimism now have a hollow ring?
It seems to have a hollow ring. We have to watch over the rest of this week, today, Friday, and over the weekend, and see what the superdelegates decide to do. There are 277 or so remaining uncommitted superdelegates. I would think that as of the results on Tuesday night, we'll see a lot of movement among these uncommitted superdelegates toward the Obama camp. And if they move fast enough, and if the momentum in his direction seems clear, then that would be a big factor, I think, in limiting her options. The second thing, of course, is whether she has any money left to run competitive races. Finally, I would say the third factor is, she has to ask herself now, and her people have to ask themselves now, how much they want to risk further divisions in the Democratic Party.
Well, in his victory speech in North Carolina, Barack Obama rejected claims that his protracted battle with Hillary Clinton had irrevocably split the Democrats. Let's just hear what he said.
This has been one of the longest, most closely fought contests in American history. And that's partly because we have such a formidable opponent in Senator Hillary Clinton. Tonight, many of the pundits have suggested that this party is inalterably divided, that Senator Clinton's supporters will not support me and that my supporters would not support her. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that I don't believe it. We can't afford to give John McCain the chance to serve out George Bush's third term. We need change in America, and that's why we will be united in November.
Michael, do you think the Democrats will be united in November?
I do. Look, the numbers from exit polling from Indiana and North Carolina, and indeed from earlier states, Pennsylvania and others, suggesting that the supporters of one candidate would not vote for the other person if the other person happened to be the nominee, were quite large. However, you know, it's only May, and these things change. If you look back at 2000, when George Bush was running against John McCain on the Republican side, in March of 2000, you had a very similar split intensity of division among Republican primary voters, with McCain people saying they'd never vote for Bush and Bush people saying vice versa. But when it came to it in November, McCain's people backed Bush. I think this is kind of a temporary thing. That being said, it does have to be handled in the right way by the Obama campaign, by the Clintons, and by the Democratic Party. And they do have to take many of the right steps to make sure not just that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton like each other, because there's probably only a limited chance that they're going to love each other anytime soon, but that Clinton's supporters, who do number obviously in the many millions, feel that, you know, the party once again is theirs.
Are Barack Obama's problems with his pastor Jeremiah Wright now over?
Oh, no. No. They won't be over throughout the entire campaign, assuming he's the nominee. And, they probably won't end during his presidency, if he's the president. This is a big issue. There are Republican groups, conservative groups, that are going to make a big deal of it. The good news for Obama is that, I do think that he found a way not to erase it, but to minimize it in North Carolina and Indiana, which was that he shifted the conversation to something more substantive, and I think he did do pretty well for himself, interestingly, opposing Clinton's call for eliminating the federal tax on gasoline, or petrol, as you say. I think he kind of found a formula that will help him minimize it, but it's not going to go away.
And what happened to Hillary Clinton's momentum?
Well, this is the big question. I was as surprised as most people by the whopping margin in North Carolina and by the small margin in Indiana. If you look inside the exit polls, there were some things that don't get as much attention in the media. More of people think that Barack Obama shares their values. Now, this is Democratic voters we're talking about, of course, but from looking at the media and thinking about Reverend Wright and the fact that he doesn't wear a flag lapel pin and things like that, you would never think that majorities, big majorities, 70-something percent, say Barack Obama shares my values. But they do. They also consider him honest and trustworthy. They like his message of change. They consider him ready to be the president of the United States. So all these critiques that emanated either from the Clinton campaign or from the media about his preparedness and his qualifications and his patriotism and so on and judgment and so on and so forth haven't resonated with the pretty big majorities of Democratic voters.
Michael Tomasky, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.